If you've been working real hard, you say you're very...
tired.
Okay.
Pooped out.
What?
Pooped.
Okay. And if you're just real tired, you say, I'm just all...
dog tired.
Okay. Sometimes kids don't grow out of their clothes, but they do what to them? They don't grow out of them, but they...
just get short on them.
Okay. Or they get
holes in them.
Yeah, and so you say, you can't wear this anymore, it's all...
holy.
Okay, or it's all
and
something.
All tore up and too old.
And then something out. It's all...
just no good.
You've worn it so much, it's all...
faded.
Okay, or... usually mother would say, well, you can't wear this dress anymore. I mean, you know, maybe it wouldn't even necessarily be too faded or too... have really holes in it, but it'd just be sort of...
it's not good enough for you to wear.
Okay, when you wear it a lot, you wear it and wear it.
It gets too old.
When you wear it and wear it and wear it and wear it, then finally it's all
worn out.
Okay. Would you ever use that to talk about how tired you are?
Oh, you're just so tired, doggone tired.
Yeah, well, when
you... and you're pooped.
Would you ever say worn out about being tired?
Worn out?
Yeah.
Well, if you're too worn out, you're just too tired.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say that?
Oh, I'll just say I'm just tired.
Okay. You might say, you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, gosh, he looked fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick.
Okay. You might say somebody got overheated and got chilled and the eyes and the nose started to run. You'd say he
sure got a bad cold. Okay. Summer cold.
He caught
a bad cold.
Okay. And if you get a cold and it begins to affect your voice, you say, I'm a little bit
hoarse.
Okay. And if you keep going, you say, I've got a
bad cold.
Or
a bad sore throat. A bad cough.
Okay. And you might say, oh, I think I'll go in and lie down.
And take a nap.
A little bit. I'm feeling
droopy.
Yeah, or
wide awake?
No, not very wide awake, so I'm a little bit...
sleepy.
Okay. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
get up and work.
Okay. But before I get out of bed, first of all, I...
lay there and open my eyes up.
Okay. You might say, the alarm clock goes off and then you...
still laying there.
Well, okay.
Oh, I just lay there.
What does the alarm clock go off for? In order to...
well, let's see, it goes off to wake me up out of bed at 4 o'clock.
Okay, to wake you up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so...
so that I won't have to rush around the house.
Okay, so at 6 o'clock, you will...
wake up.
Okay. And you might say, he's still sleeping, you better go...
and call him again.
Okay. Let's see, if the patient... oh, if the medicine... okay, you got a sick guy, and the medicine's still there by his bed, you might say... why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
Okay. And the patient might answer, well, I...
didn't think it was necessary.
Okay. Or I... some yesterday.
I had some I have taken my medicine yesterday.
Okay. And I will...
take some today.
Okay. And somebody... if somebody can't hear very well, you say they're stone...
deaf.
Okay. And if somebody... began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he really what a lot in the hot sun.
He sure does sweat a lot.
Okay. If it happened yesterday, you might say he sure did.
It was fire a lot.
Okay. And you might say he what so much that his shirt was wet all the way through.
He perspired so much his shirt got soaked.
Okay, and if you use the shorter word, you'd say he
sweat. A lot.
Okay.
And his shirt was wet.
Okay.